A 26-year-old Palmer man is facing federal charges on distribution of heroin resulting in a death. Acting U.S. Attorney Kevin Feldes announced the charges today in Anchorage. Hiram Lewis DeCassie Jr. is the only defendant named in the three-count indictment. DeCassie is being charged with conspiracy to distribute heroin, distribution of heroin resulting in a death, and possession with intent to distribute. Kevin Feldes.
It's a tragedy in so many ways. It's a tragedy that we have a 26-year-old individual charged today with these federal felonies who thought that he could profit from selling heroin to others. And of course, it's mostly a tragedy because we have a victim, a 22-year-old male, who died, as it's alleged in the indictment, as a result of using this heroin.
The deceased man is only referred to by the initials MC in the charging documents. He died in December after using drugs sold to him by DeCassie on November 30th. Feldes says the DeCassie indictment is the fourth time that federal charges have been brought against an Alaska dealer in a case resulting in death. Federal and state drug enforcement officials worked with the Alaska state troopers on the case. Trooper Colonel James Cockrell says the heroin epidemic is hitting rural Alaska especially hard.
There's not a village out there that's not affected by heroin, alcohol, or meth. And it's not only that, it spawns all kinds of other crimes. Most of our property crimes in our urban areas, the Mat-Su Valley, the Kenai Peninsula, it's all drug fed. No different than the villages where they have very little cash. They got to get that money from somewhere. So what do? They sell bootleg alcohol and then they buy drugs to support their habits.
Attorney Feldes says DeCassie could face a 20-year sentence. He'll be arraigned in federal court in a few days.